It's spring in Florida and spring training in Vero Beach, where the Brooklyn Dodgers are getting in shape for a crack at a third straight pennant.
If somebody was coming to Florida for spring training, they went to Vero Beach.
Nick Gandy is the director of communications at the Florida Sports Foundation, and he remembers who made those pilgrimages to Vero.
Those are the hardcore baseball fans, the ones that want to feel that nostalgia, you know, walking down Pee Wee Reese Boulevard, walking on the same ground that Sandy Koufax walked on, that kind of stuff.
Gandy himself is a longtime baseball fan who's seen how spring training has changed, not only since the Dodgers left Brooklyn in 1957, but since they left Vero Beach in 2008 for new spring training digs in Arizona.
I grew up in Florida, and my grandparents used to live down near St. Petersburg. You know, when I was 12 years old, we started going down there for spring training. And, you know, you could walk up on the day of the game and buy a ticket, and, you know, it might be half full. But now it's a big to-do. And when people call me and ask me, they say, should I buy my tickets before I come to Florida? I said, if you're planning on being there for a weekend game, yes.
That advice is not limited to fans headed for the Tampa-St. Petersburg area or for Clearwater or Dunedin. Dave Dunn is the general manager of the one-year-old facility shared by the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies, built on the Pima Indian Reservation near Scottsdale for $100 million. The complex is called Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. Dunn and his colleagues started selling tickets at a record pace before the first cry of play ball rang out over the premises.
Yeah, we did. And even in our first year, we broke the all-time Major League Baseball spring training attendance record by 130,000 people. We had 359,000 people come last year. So even though we were just opening up, it was extremely well-received, and the fans loved the place, and we may break that record this year.
According to Dunn, the advantages to the location of the complex are many, varied, and splendidly tempting.
Very close to us here, they built a 500-room resort with a full casino. There's a 36-hole golf course behind it. There's a big shopping area directly to the south of the ballpark. So all these things are trying to work together in synergy to drive visitors to this area. And the ballpark's impact on those other three entities has been significant.
Of course, sometimes plans involving synergy, malls, and the creation of tourist destinations among the cactus work less well. The Cleveland Indians and Cincinnati Reds share a three-year-old ballpark in Goodyear, Arizona, built at a cost of $108 million. The complex includes 16 practice fields, and it, too, was supposed to anchor a community of pleasure seekers. Paul Hoynes, who covers the Indians for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, blames the recession for the fact that much of the development hasn't developed.
You've got this big baseball complex sitting really in the middle of the desert, kind of like. It looks like a detention center almost. It's like on the far side of the moon, and it's right back up against an airplane graveyard. And all these big passenger jets, you can just see the tails of the planes, you know, over the outfield fence. So it's kind of a unique place.
Whether they're abutted by casinos, derelict airplanes, or the waters of the Florida coast, the newer spring training sites have in common amenities that used to be associated exclusively with major league parks. Fans who tire of the actual games involving the Dodgers or the White Sox at Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona, can enjoy a 5-acre man-made lake system, which includes a river. Ticket prices have risen with the water. A great seat for three White Sox games in Glendale can run you $130. The new spring training home of the Boston Red Sox, JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida, includes a left field wall that closely resembles the famous Green Monster in Fenway Park. For standing room above that wall, fans pay $15. That's standing room. Of course, it can be argued that you get what you pay for. Salt River Fields at Talking Stick in Scottsdale is fan-friendly enough for Patrick Saunders, who covers the Rockies for the Denver Post, to see in it the possibility of a big league future.
You know, a bunch of us have joked here that what the Oakland A's, who are suffering from attendance so bad in the Bay Area, should do is just move their franchise here to Northeast Scottsdale. It's a better stadium, and they would probably draw just as well.
And if they didn't, they could forget their troubles at the nearby casino.
In Arizona, did we ever have enough? Was there any consolation when the game got too rough?
It's 19 minutes past the hour.